This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 205. See the way I vibe to music? I'm not a dancer, but I vibe to music like a normal person. I feel like when I hit 80, I'll just be like, like you'll just start doing old man stuff.
No, you got a good beat.
Wearing flannel.
Turn into like Dick Van Dyke doing the 98 and doing the cane twirls on the red carpet and such.
Yeah, you do. You feel like you just pull your pants up to your nipples and go with it.
It's very funny to me to just like picture Dave suddenly going super dorky.
Yeah, I'm still cool. I'm still watching horse videos. Oh, Trish has an anecdote about a horse.
Don't do that. Okay. I do not.
Fine,
that is not a real thing.
All right.
That is not a real thing.
Remember you being a team player.
Well, what do you want me to make up something? Okay. Let's see how this one's going to go.
How you been?
I'm good.
Good. Good to see
you. No, just hanging around stables. If anyone missed the last break, they're very confused. Everything's good, you know, playing Christmas music down the hall. So we're all in holiday mode and just, I can't believe Thursday is Thanksgiving. I feel like we do this every year. Like, oh my God, I can't believe, but I really can't believe Thanksgiving.
October,
I think 'cause of the weather.
October went really fast, but November was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Just ridiculous.
And Thanksgiving's even late this year, which seems like even more weird that I'm surprised by this turn of events. But
we're just talking about, I like days like this, and you like days like this, but there's something about this day that's kind of bugging me. But as Rach pointed out in the office, it could not be more of a November day.
And a Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe because it was so warm like last night and this morning, and now it's getting colder throughout the day. Maybe that's it.
Could be.
I'm ready for some cold weather, though. I like the change of seasons. I know a lot of people don't, but I really do like winter. I like every season, and I want to experience them all.
I think you're gonna.
Except I can't find any of my winter clothes, so that's a problem.
Can you tell your butter story?
Oh, sure. So I ran out of cream. Yes, I used the powder cream because my mom did for years, and then she switched on me and went to liquid. But anyway, I still
You're still using it, and she's on liquid?
Huh?
She's on liquid?
She does this all the time. She used to drink Pepsi. Now she switched to Coke.
What?
And I can't
keep up with her.
Really, she used to smoke. Now she doesn't. It's messing me all up. So anyway, I ran out of creamer, and I meant to get it, but I forgot because, you know.
Sure.
I just did. And so I woke up this morning, I had nothing to use except the butter thing. Now, this is, Guy Phillips was in the building, I remember, when this butter thing was a trend because he tried it. I just remember a video or something. So you put butter in your coffee, and it's, I don't know if, when it was going around, was it a health thing?
It was a keto thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A keto thing. Well, anyway, I tried it because I didn't have cream. It worked. I wanted my cream, but it worked in a pinch.
Huh. Nice.
Yeah, so that was this morning.
It didn't thicken?
No. It does leave like a greasy residue on the top, which is kind of freaks you out when you go to take a drink. Mm. But no, it tastes pretty smooth. So that was my big cream story.
Do you think you could compete in poker? Like playing people?
I don't know. I think I could more than other people could, if that makes sense. But I also have a hard time hiding my reactions to things.
This is
true. So, yeah, I'm pretty transparent.
Like, I would try.
I would love to play against Trish in like a poker tournament. I think that would be a lot of fun.
What I do is just like stare and then laugh because I feel like that throws people off.
Interesting. Okay.
But that you don't know what that means.
Right.
Like it could be I'm holding pocket aces or it could mean I got a two and a seven.
Pocket aces. Look at her. You know the lingo.
I mean, I know the theory and I have played before. I don't know if I could go on the professional circuit.
We should have a DGS game.
Yeah, that would be a blast.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. We can do that.
Like, are you thinking just us or you're opening it up and selling tables?
Oh, no, just us.
Oh, okay.
No. God,
that
no.
That would be fun, too. A charity thing.
I guess.
Texas Hold'em tournament.
Yeah, I guess that'd be kind of fun. We could do that.
But I mean, I know you got your Operation Food Search going on. So
we do.
We'll
we need to talk
that.
More about that.
Mm-hmm. I want some French toast sticks. I might be coming by your broadcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which location is it this year?
St. Peter's. Where
Same
it has
one?
Been. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yep.
Was that the one I was at, or was I in Chesterfield?
You were in Chesterfield.
You're in Chesterfield. Okay. Yes.
Yum.
We got there really early last time, remember?
When I was there?
Mm-hmm. We were the very first ones there.
Yes.
Yes.
And Danielle, listener Danielle,
yes.
was there. Yeah,
yes.
I remember meeting her. I love those French toast sticks. I can't find one better. I'm telling you. Because a lot of people have tried to pop some on
tried
the menu.
Tried to win you over?
Yeah.
Yep.
People yeah. trying to lure you with French toast sticks?
Those are so good.
You and my mom.
So
Francis
good.
Loved those.
Oh, Francis.
Yeah. Yeah. First Thanksgiving without grandma.
Yeah, I know.
That's a tough one.
That's hard.
It is.
Sorry.
We're making some of her cookies.
Oh, good. What,
yeah.
Are the chocolate chip
Chocolate chip cookies.
The recipe?
Yeah, yeah, Phoebe's going to put those. She's going to make those.
Oh, good. That'd
Thought
be
I
nice.
Was doing it Wednesday night, but it's go out night. So, and
yeah,
she didn't want to go out
night.
With me. So, who
that's
knew?
Weird.
Right.
That's so weird. Didn't she's home
to,
from college.
Didn't want me to come
along.
She
doesn't want to go out with her dad. You know, I do want to say this, too, to both you and Andrew. Like, yeah. or well, you know, because you went through it with your dad or anyone who's lost something, lost someone. I mean, it's only been 2 years for my dad, but like it never goes away, you know, and obviously when a friend or a family member goes through it, everyone's calling and texting, but just remember them, even if you think
yes.
of it, because even if it's a year later or two years later, 5 years, like I never stop thinking about it
yes.
ever.
Yes.
So I'm sorry yeah. for both of you.
And it's so true. Like the first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, the first Mother's Day,
awful.
The first. Yeah.
It's so fresh.
It is.
And even like I told Andrew after his mom and like about my dad, like it's always to the left. Like I just don't look to the left every day
yeah.
or try not to.
I get it.
Because if I linger too long, it's just yeah. you can't ever. I had obviously never experienced anything like that. So I feel bad that when friends of mine or coworkers went through it before, I probably didn't give it the attention that it deserved. Because if you don't know, you
don't
know.
Know.
And lucky for you, you don't.
And I have found that you don't know how you're going to react.
Mm-hmm.
Like I lost my dad. So I'm in the club. I know what it's like to lose a parent. But losing my mom
mm-hmm.
20 years later, when I'm 20 years older and it's your mom. And we went through what we went through with her falling and being together almost every day, all day. I couldn't have predicted how it would hit me. And in some ways, better than I thought. In many ways, harder than I thought. Because my mom and I had a complicated relationship. But
you spent 60 years of your life with her.
Exactly.
I mean, anyone.
Yes.
60 years you spent with her.
Yes. Yes.
It's just, it's hard.
Yeah.
And so you guys are saying like you should reach out because sometimes I don't reach out on certain things because I'm worried that I'm going to catch the person at a moment where they're not thinking about it. And I don't want to be.
I would take that chance.
Okay. I would just say thinking of you or, hey, you popped in my brain. Hope you're doing well or something like that. Like,
I don't know if I've ever had someone reach out for anything where I was, you know, of any circumstance where I was like. Oh, this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty much always, it's becoming a lost art. It's something that we do less and less for, you know, like Rachel said, a very, very good reason of just being like, well,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to
I know exactly
you know,
what she's talking about.
Cause
I
those risks
thought
or
that
whatever,
way, too.
But, yeah.
But now, like, being on the other end of it, like, I really appreciate it.
And when you're going through it, like when it was my dad and I was standing at the casket. Back in 2002, I remember being blown away with how important every single person who walked through the door was. Like, it really,
mm-hmm.
really meant something to you. And then, you know, 22 years later, having this huge social media response to my mom was in some ways even more meaningful and humbling. Just it was like, you know, I don't see our social media. And I would ask Rach, and she'd be like, oh my gosh, we have 1,000 people commenting. And I would just go through and look, and like, it's overwhelming. It doesn't seem real. Like, this person, whose name I've never seen, who I'm probably never going to meet, took the time out of their
mm-hmm.
day to say something nice.
Not to be hokey, but especially what's going on in the world, like politics and everybody. So it just reminds you that there are really good and decent people out there who really just want the same thing we all want. You want to be loved. You want to be accepted. You want to have a nice life. You want to provide for your family. You care about others. And even like now, aside from that, just like being out with my mom when we're out and, you know, she's got a walker and there are so many random people who come up and say, hey, do you need help? Like if I'm folding it up or putting it in the car or she's getting out of a chair. And
yeah.
So, I mean, it happens almost every single time. And I'm like, there are some really good people just out there randomly asking people if they need help.
I'm going to have a rough night tonight. So I have two hospice patients through my note of work. One who I just met a couple weeks ago, she fell. And I just received notice today that she's on a no-to watch tonight, meaning she's a couple days away. So it went really, really quickly. And she's really sweet. And we really hit it off. And so I'm going tonight to sit with her while she's dying.
It's really nice of you to do that. And it really is, because that's, you're reliving something almost over and over again. And that's, not a lot of people can do that. And I'm sure you're really giving her comfort or the family comfort or any patient comfort. It's really good of you to do that.
Yeah, it's tough because it sounds so stupid, but not only is it at the same place my mom passed away in July, they're the same size. Right? Like they're just little tiny old women, you know? Tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should go to break.
Yeah.
220 DGS on KMOX. Trish Gazelle hanging out with us. Wheeler is in Chicago for the whole week for Thanksgiving. Ron's is at home sick, so kind of a weird day here on the DGS. You have a little Trish Trash?
Sure. So they do the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade every year. Obviously, you know Minnie Mouse is making her big debut.
Didn't know that.
Exciting.
Wow. Yes.
Can't believe it's taken this long.
Never had a parade float dedicated to Minnie, and now this is her first time being
involved. Are we parade people in here?
My wife is, so I end up catching some of it just because she loves it so much.
Now, I'm more of a watch a parade on TV than attend a parade if I had to pick one. But, you know, if I catch it, it's cool. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, they replay it later in the day, I feel like, and that's when I'll see a little.
Yeah, because it's like 7:30 in the morning our time.
Yeah, it's crazy early.
On NBC.
I avoid them.
Jennifer Hudson's performing. Idina Menzel, Dan and Shay, T-Pain, Billy Porter, Jimmy Fallon and the Roots, and Kylie Minogue, in case any of those interest you.
Is Kylie Minogue my age?
She's up there.
Because I knew a Kylie Minogue. That hurt a little. I knew a Kylie Minogue.
No, Minogue.
I know. I'm saying it wrong. Oh. I get it. I watched a terrible horse video today.
I'm like, let me help
you. She is 56 years old.
He's shaking.
Kylie Minogue.
So you know what you're doing. You know, you're
I felt
playing.
It. Couldn't get out. So that's her. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just can't believe she's still around.
I only know that one song.
Locomotion?
Nah, 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 nah. You know what I'm talking about?
I know
can't
it.
Can't get you out of my head. I think that's what it is. Okay. She's Australian.
She's from Australia.
Do you know that
Australian and old?
Disney, ESPN, and NBA are going to present a first real-time animated basketball game on Christmas Day. So what they're doing, it's called Dunk the Halls. It's on ESPN2.
Fun.
Christmas Day, you'll see Mickey Mouse, Goofy, the rest of the Disney gang.
I'm in.
And they're recreating the San Antonio Spurs New York Knicks game in real time.
You mean the real players will be playing at the same time as the characters?
It seems like it. they're recreating this game. And
would appear that way.
Drew Carter's going to provide play-by-play. Monica McNutt will work as the analyst. And Daisy Duck is going to report from the sidelines.
McNutt's a real person? Or they're a Disney person.
It's one of the games.
I don't know. I wanted to laugh so hard, but I didn't know if that was somebody's real name or if it was a Disney name.
It's like Scrooge McNutt.
Maybe. Maybe she's a relative.
Could be.
His name's not, his name's not Scrooge McNutt.
Monica McNutt. She's an American basketball analyst for ESPN and the MSG Network.
There you go.
I wonder if she knows Kylie Minogue.
Real person.
She apparently knows Daisy Duck.
I'm a little conflicted on this next one. So I like mac and cheese.
Me too.
I like everything bagels. Actually, they're my favorite. And Kraft mac and cheese is making an everything flavored mac and cheese.
Well, that sounds salty.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot
just
going on.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it would go together, the seasonings with the cheese. But I mean, I'll try it.
You just need to worry about getting some creamer first.
That's true. They're only dropping 14,000 boxes of this right before Thanksgiving. So if you want to get
that.
In on it.
Yeah, the gimmick so much.
When
yeah.
it's a Me limited too. Release type yeah. of thing. Because then you're like, oh, now I'm the loser waiting in line for the everything bagel mac and cheese. Like, who am I now at this
yeah,
point?
Yeah, I'm going to be upset when I don't get exactly. one of the everything bagel mac and cheese, even though I'm 35 years old. Yeah.
Did you guys already talk about the must-have toys
no.
this season?
No.
So it's the Miss Rachel Speak and Sing doll, ooh. Play-Doh pizza delivery scooter, which sounds awesome. That's what everybody wants. And the Chicken Dance Elmo. When I specifically remember wanting and asking for Hungry Hungry Hippo, that was like one I really wanted. And I know, you know, I love the Light Bright because we have to go through your Light Bright yeah. story every time I
We don't
that.
Have to.
And I liked these things called fashion plates. So it was a plate, just as it sounds, P-L-A-T-E, where you would put a, I don't know how else you would spell plate, but you would put a piece of paper over it and you would sketch a girl, and you could put different plates down and change her outfit. Ooh. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You would go over it with a colored pencil, and you would like change out the skirt or change out the shirt and use different. That was a really fun.
Sounds fun.
My best friend growing up in grade school was a girl named Stacy, and she was very tomboyish, and they were trying to get her to not be a tomboy, and they bought her a thing like that, but it was more like a color forms. And I dug it way more than she did, which
color
made...
Color forms, I don't know what that is.
They're like little sticky things you put on a background and you can peel them off
okay.
and put... So you could put like different skirts and different shoes, and I loved it. And so both sets of parents were really upset because she just didn't want to do it. And I'm just like, well, Peace Shaw, I can't believe she's got this on. This
shouldn't go to waste.
Doesn't make any sense.
I really like the Tinker Toys, too.
Oh, you could whip those things.
Mm-hmm. They were the wheels with the hole in the yeah. end, right? And you put
yep.
the stick in?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I liked that.
I did, too.
We've missed you.
Lindsay Lohan's coming back with a Christmas movie tomorrow. It's on Netflix. It's called Our Little Secret.
Yeah. What do you think of Hot Frosty?
Do you mean, did I watch it?
Like,
or the Frosty, the snowman coming to life and being a hot guy?
Yeah. Like,
I'm surprised this has not been done yet, honestly.
Yeah, us too. Wheeler was just beside himself
yeah,
about
he
it.
Was
he thought
furious.
It was the dumbest thing he's ever heard
I
of.
Mean.
We all said, like, oh, we'll probably watch it.
Yeah, they're yeah, probably kind of running out of ideas for new Christmas movies. It's not the worst.
Speaking of Lindsay Lohan, she has had a glow up recently.
What do you mean?
She looks incredible.
Oh.
Like, people can't stop talking about it online because... You know, she had like the problems with the drugs and stuff. So for a little while, she was looking a little rough. She has done she had a baby. She's back in the public eye now. She looks amazing. And everyone's like, what lasers or
I don't know whether she's your age or 50.
I think she's between you and me.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like she's like 40.
In her 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But she looks really good.
One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the least thoughtful holiday present that you should definitely give. This is what experts are saying, and I feel like I was way ahead of my time here because I have always given cash, and people call it lazy and not thoughtful. And I'm like, no, I'm really bad at gift giving. I honestly don't want to spend the time doing it because it really just freaks me out. I don't give good gifts. So this way, the person can get whatever they want. And now this is what they're saying is the best gift to give, cash. Thank you. I just wanted to prove that I was right in
Way
my
go.
Head all these years. I don't think it's lazy at all.
Do you give everybody cash?
All my nieces and nephews, yeah. I mean, I would much rather get cash than a sweater I have to go take. I don't want to take anything back.
I'd rather get cash than a gift card.
Well, yeah.
Because now I'm locked in on a gift card.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how many, every year they put out this ridiculous number of the amount of gift cards that go unused.
Yeah.
Just give the money, people. Give the money.
Mm-hmm.
Or like even like the Visa gift cards that you can use everywhere. Those are nice, but it's also like, am I really going to get this out and like make them ring it up? I always
I'm afraid it'll go wrong.
Afraid that it's going to go south.
Or if it's like for $50 and I only use 40, I'm not using that.
Right, exactly.
$10 that's left.
Thank you, Trish. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Time to talk to Bernie Miklas. Going to be tougher today. I don't have my crutch, Kevin the Lip Wheeler. You ever seen a guy, honestly, Bern, you ever seen a guy that can go the way Wheeler can go about sports?
No, I haven't. I mean, listen, I run my mouth quite a bit, but it's hard to explain away from the job. I'm actually like a really quiet guy.
Same.
And with Wheels, I never... impression that there was an on-off switch.
No.
I mean, he was pretty much on full blast all the time. It's one of the things I love about him. I mean, he's really funny because non-stop energy, you know. So
yeah, when we like, he'll be the way he is on the show, and then we'll go to break, and then he'll ramp it up.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, Glover, my mom makes a three bean salad for Thanksgiving. Let me tell you everything about all three beans. And you're just, and like you're trying to go to the bathroom and you're doing the thing where you're like, and he just keeps on going.
Does he drink a lot of coffee around the station? Are you familiar with his routine? I'm sorry, Rich, go ahead.
He doesn't drink coffee, which is the crazy part. He drinks like, he drinks Mountain Dew, so he's caffeinated.
He has an energy drink.
Yeah.
Yes, from one of his live clients. So I don't want to judge it, but he needs to stop because it is making him insane.
I will say, Wheels can go, I mean, when he would do Sports Open Line, I don't know anything about sports, but I loved listening to him host that show because I could just never hear anyone ask themselves rhetorical questions like that. He would just be like, and is it this? Well, I'll tell you. It was just, he's a machine. He's incredible.
Yeah,
he is. I one of the very many things I love about being back with KMOX after a long absence was that Kevin Wheeler and I worked for the same sports station in Spain for a while. We never really had a chance to work together. And, you know, here at KMOX in the present day, we have a chance to work together a lot, not only on the Dave Glover Show, but on the Gas House Gang. And I really love it. I mean, he's my kind of guy because he makes me laugh and he's funny and he's prepared. He's knowledgeable. And you can always count on him to bring the energy.
Always.
Know, so, and that's something, that's a valuable thing. That really is.
So let's start out with the Blues making the coaching change. I know that you had done a video on this about 24 hours before it happened.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote something also at Scoops Network. I just thought to me it was an inevitable thing. It was, you know, as soon as Jim Montgomery became available, a free agent, if you will, to me, it was just fait accompli. He'd be coming to the Blues. It was just a matter of how long it would take Doug Armstrong to get it done. But he got it done in a matter of hours, I think. And I think it was meant to be. I think, listen, the telltale sign was this. There was a red flag. Now that I've done more homework on this, red flag when the general manager of the Bruins, Don Sweeney, came out the day after he fired Montgomery and he told reporters, and he did it for a reason, to sort of cover his rear end. He said, hey, listen, we tried to talk to Montgomery about a contract extension because we wanted to keep him here, but it didn't work out, and we just kind of moved on. So what happened was that the Bruins had one contract length in mind, and Montgomery said, no, I need more years than that, and it pretty much broke down. So if I would have known that at the time, I really would have said, whoa, wait a minute now. Montgomery in Boston, it's a matter of time before he's out. There's some bad blood there. So I have to believe Doug Armstrong was kind of privy to this on the back channel. So this thing was probably in the works for quite a while. But the Bruins, by firing him, the Bruins made it possible for Doug Armstrong to hire Jim Montgomery.
So to Coach Bannister, he did okay. Like this is not a black spot on the Blues history in any way, shape or form.
He did a really nice job taking over for Berube because the players kind of tuned him out and, you know, they were no longer like totally suitable, compatible to play the Berube style of hockey, which is heavy and physical. They get faster. They had to have more skill oriented players. And Bannister did a good job of kind of organizing everyone. I also think that when you're an interim coach, and there are exceptions, like Craig Berube as an interim coach technically won the Stanley Cup, although he had the job in pocket by then. But it's pretty, it's really difficult, I have found, in sports for an interim. Once he gets the tag removed from him and he's the full-time manager, coach, whatever, the job becomes a lot tougher because the players see you differently and there's more pressure and there's more scrutiny. And if you've never been the lead guy, I think you feel that. I think some of them get a little overly sensitive. They get really kind of uptight, very, you know, real soon, like little things set them off. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard to it's hard to just kind of deal with the psychology being a first time head coach, first time manager. So it was tougher this year. And the thing of it is the Blues, unfortunately for Bannister, and I don't think it would have mattered anyway. I think Montgomery was coming here. But the Blues have been bad in every area, and that's not an opinion. It's a fact. You just look at where they ranked in goals per game, goals against per game, power play, penalty kill, and just where they rank in the overall NHL standings. I mean, they're in the bottom, like, five or six in every one of those categories. So, and it's been a really dull team, too. The entertainment value has been really challenging for the Blues.
Kind of a tough question to answer, perhaps, but overall with coaching changes, and you can take hockey individually or across the board, but in your long career, how often do you see a coaching change and you go, well, he earned every bit of that because he doesn't appear to know his sport very well? And how often is it, well, he had a bad team and you can't fire the whole team?
Well, in hockey in particular, that it always comes, it almost always comes down to that. You know, you can't replace 20 players roughly, you know. So usually if you pick up on some discontent in the locker room and the fact that maybe they're not listening to the coach, the communication's not good, then it's easy to kind of throw the coach overboard. A friend of mine did some research on this. He's a really good analyst. His name's Neil Payne. The average lifespan, so to speak, for an NHL coach is only 2.4 years. Even worse, the coaches that have won the Jack Adams Award as the top coach in the league, they have gotten fired on average 2.3 years after they won the award.
Wow.
I mean, so it's a really disposable industry if you're a coach. And in that context, we should never be surprised by a coaching change.
What did you see over the weekend in college football that intrigued you, Byrne?
You know, I know Indiana got thumped pretty good, and I'm not just saying this because Tom Ackerman's my buddy, but I still think Indiana deserves to be in the playoff. Because one of the reasons is because a lot of other good teams that are viewed as better than Indiana keep getting slapped around, talking about Ole Miss, talking about Alabama, BYU's lost two in a row. And I'm not saying they can't find 12 teams. There's obviously, you know, a lot of worthy teams, but at some point, when you know, if we're going to get into a situation where there's like a Big Ten team with three losses, a couple SEC mm-hmm. teams with three losses, and they're still going to get in over Indiana, which has got one loss, that just doesn't seem right to me. Mm-hmm. And this is the year for a program like Indiana. Definitely fits. It's a unique year. It surely is. So I think what happened with all the upsets the other day, I think it leaves Tennessee in really good shape. And this game between Texas and Texas A&M, which renews a great rivalry, that's going to be a lot of fun on Friday. I think that's on Friday. I don't know if it's on Friday or Thanksgiving night.
So who makes those decisions and how much of it over the years has seemed political as opposed to just merit-based?
Well, that's a great question. You know, this whole thing is different. I don't know that I can compare it too much or we can compare it too much to the way it has been done before, because now there's 12 spots. And I know some of them are spoken for by the, like, automatic conference champions, the top five and all that. But there's so much more wiggle room now for the committee. And I think this committee has been inconsistent. I don't like that part of it, because they act like strength of schedule doesn't matter. And they seem to have a little bit of a bias. They're always going to give the benefit of the doubt to, like, you know, the SEC or the Big Ten. Not always. But I don't think any of us really know what the standard is, because it seems to shift all the time. So I have a problem with this committee on that basis, because I don't know really how they make their decisions. I think the process will get better as it goes along in future years, beginning even next year. And I think at some point they'll go to a 16-team playoff, and I don't think that's too far down the road.
So let's talk some Cardinals here, Byrne. I don't know the answer to this at all. I'm sure that the front office, that they're very busy and they're doing things and they have full work days even through the holidays and the dead of winter. But for us fans, when do things start to heat up a little bit usually?
It should be, you know, there's some signings now. There's some trades being made. I know this isn't the Cardinals, but, You know, the Kansas City Royals and the Cincinnati Reds made a really intriguing trade. You know, where the Reds traded their starting infielder for a long time, Jonathan India, to the Royals for a good, solid, sturdy starting pitcher named Brady Singer. So that really makes the Reds better. So teams are making moves. It has started a little bit earlier than I thought. Mm-hmm. And I think once they get into the official baseball winter meetings, which I think get underway like December 6th, December 7th, I think things will really start flying. I just don't know that the Cardinals will be one of the busier teams. But they do have a couple really notable players that can be had in trades, in Nolan Arenado and Ryan Helsley. Not that I'm saying they'll absolutely trade those guys. But the Cardinals will be in the news, not on who they're going to get, but who they're willing to trade.
Yeah. Yeah. And at this point, I mean, no one cares what anyone thinks but the player and the team they're going to. But after all of this talk about Arenado, it's going to feel a little awkward if he doesn't go.
I think it will, too. And I've just given this some thought. I think he would endear himself to Cardinals fans if he plays well and just has a more – he just sort of – generates a more positive look, a more positive demeanor and personality. If he really looks like he's going out of his way to fit in with a youth movement and being, you know, openly supportive and encouraging and working with the kids. And listen, and if things are really bad, the Cardinals can always trade Arenado at the trade deadline at the end of July in 2025. He'd have to agree. But at that point, he may not be as fussy about it. And also, there won't be as much money on the line as far as what the Cardinals would have to do to move his contract. So he could be traded later in the season if he's not traded this offseason.
So I love playing fantasy football, and everyone thinks that they could run a real team. And, you know, you've got this many positions and this many guys, and here's your ceiling. So everyone out there thinks that they could do what Mozeliak does. But who to you, Bernie, as you put on your GM hat, who's the key player for the Cardinals right now? Not so much as for success, but for the trades. Is it Arenado?
But that's a tough one. It's a great question, though. I think in terms of getting a good package of talent back, young talent primarily, I think Helsley's the most important player because I think the Cardinals are in position to get a lot for him. Maybe I'm setting my my goals or hopes too high. With Arenado, it's very, very important, but it's more than anything is because he doesn't really fit into the phase that they're going into, minor rebuilding or whatever, where they're going with kids. And I don't think he'd be really happy. But the financial aspect of this it's problematic to just make a simple deal for him. So they're both a big deal, but in Helsley and Arenado, but in a different way, for different reasons.
Well, that Bernie went pretty well.
Yeah, you asked some really good questions.
I always feel like I'm interviewing General McCausland when I'm interviewing Bernie. It's like, I just picture him going like, that's the dumbest question anyone's ever asked me.
No, he kept telling you how great the questions were.
He actually texted me to say, tell him he did a great job.
Oh, very nice. Questions. Thank you, Bernie.
It's really nice.
Operation Food nice Search, guy. Want to tell people about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we are raising money for Operation Food Search with our friends at Hardee's. All you need to do to help is, well, I mean, it's a pretty great way to help because you get delicious food on top of the knowledge that you're helping others this holiday season. Just go through Hardee's, get something to eat, maybe the candied bacon Frisco burger, maybe you go in the morning and get the loaded omelet biscuit. That's been my favorite.
Get some French toast sticks.
Yeah, some French toast sticks, maybe a cinnamon raisin biscuit. There's so many great things at Hardee's that you can treat yourself to or get your family for dinner, for lunch, for breakfast. I love going to Hardee's for breakfast. And while you're there, just make a $1, $3, or $5 donation to Operation Food Search. When you do that, you'll get a little sticker with Dave's face on it. So it's a win-win.
Tell me about the hats.
And we have hats coming. I don't know. What are we doing with the hats? Are we
selling them for too much money?
Selling them at the final broadcast, probably. Okay. So these beanies this year, these are my favorite beanies we've ever done. We've done quite a few, but they're black beanies with a brown leather patch on the front that says DGS. It's so like minimalistic,
classy.
I mean, it's the kind of thing you can be loud and proud about your fandom of the Dave Glover Show without drawing too much attention to the
fact
that
it's a DGS beanie. And like you said, if I had never heard of the DGS, I would wear this hat.
Yeah, it's a fashionable, cute hat. So I'm really excited about this. And
we have to figure out a price.
Yeah, I don't know how much we're going to sell those for.
$300
million, and it'd be worth every penny.
Oh, yeah.
But no, yeah, just go by Hardee's. Hardee's really is the best. I've been eating a lot of Hardee's the past couple of months. We go there for breakfast all the time, but went there for dinner last week. The candied bacon Frisco burger. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Just try it. That's all I'm going to say. try it for yourself. Don't listen to me. Just eat the burger.
I won't name any names, but I ordered from the place where Andrew had the napkin in his bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's one of my favorite places. I love that place.
Yep.
I love that one dish that had the wash rag in it.
I love the taste of napkin.
And we haven't been back. Mm-mm. No shade, no hard feelings. It happens, but it just like it was really
kind of hard to get over mentally.
It was hard to get over. And last night I went through that thing with a fine tooth comb. No wash rags.
Mm-hmm. Does it hold the rag?
That's it. You know how I always feel like a giant hero when I just do normal things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when you go through Sam's and they want to see your receipt at the end, I just feel like I deserve a trophy because I haven't stolen anything.
Yeah.
You know, like I just, oh, absolutely, ma'am, you can see this.
You check it all you
Everything
want.
Is verified here.
You check this all day.
And on DoorDash, a lot of times I'll walk out to the street and have them hand it to me, and they're always like, oh, thanks, man.
Oh.
And I'm like, you got it, brother.
That actually kind of is heroic.
Oh, you think so? I'm wondering if if they think they're doing a no contact order and then you
initiate
contact, that might be a little upsetting.
Oh, I don't know. I was just thinking back. I'm thinking about earlier this weekend when I had something delivered and then I didn't know the person was still there and I opened the door and I was in my boxers and I was like, oh, well, hi.
Now you know how it feels.
I'm just going to pick this up.
Like,
yeah,
are
I
you
know.
The guy from the Instacart photo? Because you look so familiar.
Could you sit down? Oh, yeah, that's him. That's him.
Yeah, I had a bad one the other day. I was getting something delivered and there was like a... You know how if you use Uber Eats or something, the order just goes away and that means it's been delivered?
Yeah.
There was like a little glitch where that happened before it was actually delivered. So I opened the door and I saw them walking up to the apartment and I just closed the door. And went back.
It is so awkward. Mine was not terrible, but the guy delivered it. So my door's open. He can look in if he wants to, but he couldn't see me, right? And I'm watching him walk all the way back to his car. And so I'm standing in the door.
Dave's in a full like ghillie suit.
and
Dave's face is painted the color of the wallpaper and he's just up against
right when he's gonna open the door, he looks back toward me and then he sees me. And I do that. It's the worst reaction you could have. I was like, oh, hey. I was just about to say hello to you.
Oh, that's you. You're
the DoorDad. Oh, thank God I made contact with you.
I thought you were coming here to murder me. But now that I know you're delivering my food.
Thought you were a criminal, man.
Woo!
Come on.
Oh, you had me scared.
I had a rifle pointed at you this whole time.
How you doing, brother?
Oh,
thanks
boy.
For bringing my food.